Is this Brothers Osborne?
Yeah. What's up, Drew?
It has been a long time since I've been able to tell you that you're melting our faces off, and we miss that so much.
We're melting them. Good, good.
The first time I said that to you, you both looked at me like I was crazy, and I said, no, 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 no. You melt our faces off, and we need plastic surgery to repair this.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm sorry. You can bill our label.
Uh-huh.
It will cover all medical expenses.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate that. So I'm listening to the song yesterday. I wrote down a lyric that I loved. And I thought it said, I got the rhythm if you got the yell. And I was going to ask the inspiration behind that. And then it's hashtag misheard lyrics. I got the rebel if you got the yell.
Got the yell. Hey, yeah.
Is that your nod to Billy Idol? Is there a backstory to that at all?
That was my nod. I don't know what TJ thought in the songwriting session, but I was like, this is kind of like a Billy Idol reference. You know, Billy Idol was awesome. I loved that music. It's like, you know, like kind of glam rock, but with a punk singer. It was awesome. So yeah, throw a little nod to Billy Idol. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Mm-hmm. With John, I've said before, your guitar skills, you shred.
Thanks.
You inspire us. Any thoughts on Eddie Van Halen this week?
It's been a tough one. It's been a tough one. I don't even know what to say because it's like, you know, we lose heroes all the time, but, you know, gods aren't supposed to die. They're supposed to be invincible.
Mm-hmm.
That's wild. I still can't even wrap my head around it. Every time I see a picture, I'm like, there's no way.
There's no way. And he touched us across so many genres.
I know. I mean, you forget that he played on Beat It for Michael Jackson. I mean, that's him ripping the guitar solo in the middle of it, you know? And
did you know he did that in one take?
In one take. Oh, yeah. I do know that. I mean, he was a freak. And he created, like, that tone and that style of playing and
mm-hmm.
the Floyd Rose whammy bar and, mm-hmm. and the tapping, of course. And he created that sound and so many, obviously,
I didn't know he did it in one take, though. That's amazing.
One take.
You know what? We did some stuff in one take.
Yeah, you don't want to hear it.
You don't want to hear it.
But I like that you mentioned that he had his own style because there is nobody who sounds like Brothers Osborne in country music. You have defined your own sound, and we get the full album Skeletons today.
Yes, you do.
Yeah, it feels good. Man, you know, right now, obviously, we can't go and play shows, and it is just killing us. But for us to be able to at least, in the middle of all this craziness, to be able to release some new music,
mm-hmm.
especially for our diehard fans that have just been, they've been wanting it now for, God, I mean, long before COVID. So right now, I feel like it's a good time to get some new music out there, and it's certainly exciting for us, especially with the album called Skeletons coming out right before Halloween.
Uh-huh. See, you're story weaving right there. You're tying it all in.
Story weaving. I like that. That makes it sound like we know what we're doing.
Of course you do. Is this the first time that you have recorded an album at home?
Well, we didn't record this one at home.
Oh, okay.
We got most of the record done before COVID hit America.
Okay.
Like it did. So we were about 95% of the way done.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously we took a month and a half off. Our producer went down to his beach house in Port St. Joe, Florida, which is where we recorded our last record.
I remember that. Yeah, we love that.
Yeah, and he, you know, he's got some health stuff, so he just wanted to be sure that he didn't contract anything, and he just didn't go out at all. And then at some point, he was like, y'all, we got to finish this. We're so close.
Mm-hmm.
Got back in the studio, social distance stuff. It's a really big studio, so we could sit 20 feet apart, and that place is huge. And that's how we finished the record. You know, TJ sang a few more vocal takes. I did a couple guitar parts, and then that was it.
Love it. How's mom?
Crazy.
Is she still living a couple miles away? Does she come over every day and check that you're eating and that you look good and you're healthy?
No. Well, yeah. Well, we saw her last night. You know, she still rocking the Brothers Osborne merch every day. You know, of course, she's over there in our living room.
Uh-huh.
She's watching a video of me playing guitar. I'm like, Mom, I'm right here.
Yeah.
So if you just want me to play guitar, I'll play guitar for you.
And she tells you to hush because she's watching.
Yeah, she's very, very proud. You know, she's got her and her little dog, Poochie, who's like a 5-pound shih tzu who just is terrified of the world. And, you know, she's a character. We'll tell her that you said hi.
We love Mom.
Of course.
If you think there's one thing in hashtag 2020 that has gone too far for you, what would it be? As we were talking about that on the show this morning, my 13-year-old son is in love with pumpkin spice deodorant that actually smells like it.
Disgusting.
Thank you for saying that. I said
put
the same thing.
On so yeah. You don't smell like pumpkin spice.
All right, they're beeping me. This is your last question. Your favorite artist you are loving today, this week, this month, not Brothers Osborne.
Not Brothers Osborne?
That would be weird if it was.
Oh, my God.
Of course you should love yourself.
man, you know, that's a really hard one because I'm listening to so much different music right now. I can't pick. You got one, John?
I don't know. I mean, I've been saying this a lot lately. You know, I am actually a fan of pop music, which might surprise people, but Dua Lipa, we've been jamming out to a lot. The production on those records and her singing is just insane. So, you know, it's good to listen to something that's not in your wheelhouse at all because it just transports you out of what you're familiar with.
A little bit of inspiration.
There you go. Absolutely. And I think there's some, you know, a lot of good country music coming out too. I think I've been liking the stuff that Hardy's been putting out lately.
His album's awesome.
It's really great, and you know, it's definitely cool to hear some of the newer guard putting out some good tunes. And then I mean, there's a bunch of them that I love right now, but I'm like spacing. Once now you put me on the spot, I'm like, oh my god,
oh my gosh. John and TJ Brothers Osborne, the album of Skeletons is out today. You're melting our faces off on Zoom, and we love you in Chicago.
Hey, we love y'all too.
Thanks, Drew.
We'll see you soon. Take care, guys.
Hey, see you, buddy.